Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Quitting your job and going to a new one is one of the most stressful things a person can do, and that's the subject that I'm going to cover today. Are you doing the right thing with giving your notice and resigning? It's an important topic. It's one that I think too many people allow their emotions to get to overtake them. And it, as usual, is a short show, but I think a very powerful one. Now, my sponsor for this show is my site, jobsearchcoachinghq.com, a site where I give advice to people that's good anywhere in the world as long as you speak English. If you visit jobsearchcoachinghq.com, you also have access to tons of great content I've created, books, articles, podcasts, you know, things I've developed over the years, videos, of course, to help job hunters. So if you join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, you have access to my curated information that will help you find your next position. Now, in the meantime,
Jeff Alpin, the Big
I hope
Game
you enjoy today's show.
I'm referred to as the Big Game Hunter because I've been hunting down leaders and staff organizations for 40-plus years now. I want to talk with you about that feeling that often shows up at the time you have to resign your job. You know, that feeling that translates into, am I doing the right thing? Well, 98 times out of 100, you are. 2% of cases that I've tracked when I review with someone what is going on and what that hesitancy is all about, there's a logical reason for it. Now, it's natural to be afraid at the time that you're going to quit. Now, after all, you're cutting off a lot of ties that you've had with other people that you've known for a while, that you've developed relationships with, abandoning them, going to another place where, despite the fact that the job may be interesting to you and the people are nice, it's starting over again. And that creates some apprehension. All very natural. My encouragement for you is to take 5 minutes and examine that am I doing the right thing feeling to see if there's any concrete reason for why it exists. If there's a concrete reason, like, you know, there's something wrong about this job that my BS detector, that's the smell test, causes you to have concern about, we'll deal with that issue with the potential employer and by simply calling them and saying, I had a question for you. Once you hear the answer, you can feel comfortable resigning your job. Now, I want to be clear. Things will be different. There is going to be a change. You know, you're going to walk in on Monday morning, probably, and nothing will be the same. That is absolutely a certainty. And when all is said and done, there's a reason why you want to quit your job. There were feelings that you had and opinions that you had that said it was time to go that shouldn't be overwhelmed by momentary fear. When all is said and done, changing jobs is probably the right course of action for you to take. After all, when all is said and done, your employer will always do the right thing for them and cut bait with you, even though it may be hard for them, but they have to look out for their shareholders. And so do you. You have to look out for the people who are important for you. You have to look out for yourself and your interests and your needs. And the next organization is going to bring you closer to many of your goals. Don't let momentary fear and apprehension cause you to hesitate and miss out or completely blow an opportunity that will serve you well by pausing and being fearful and asking yourself the question, am I doing the right thing? There's a story I told in another video about how lions hunt gazelle. And the short version of it is, you know, lions find it impossible to catch gazelle. So they have a system in place that allows them to do it. Old lions will hide and the young lions will drive the gazelle in the direction of the old lions. The result is just as soon as the gazelle come up on the old lions stand up, roar, cause the gazelle to be frightened, and that causes them to turn around and rush back into the teeth of the young gazelle, young lions, who kill them and eat them. The moral to this story is go towards your fears rather than away from them. Most cases, doing that, in almost all cases, doing that will really serve your interest best. So this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I hope you found this video helpful. If you didn't, you're watching on YouTube, share it, leave a comment, click the like button, let people know this was helpful to you. Also want to encourage you to go to my website, which is jeffalpin.com, and subscribe to my e-zine, which is called No BS Job Search Advice. I publish it weekly with advice for job hunters good anywhere in the world. It's a $499 value I give away for free. There's previous articles from the e-zine. My videos are there, as well as on YouTube, of course. At YouTube, you can subscribe to my channel, which is The Big Game Hunter TV. All one word, The Big Game Hunter TV. You'll get notices whenever I do a new video for YouTube. You can listen to podcasts of my radio shows, Job Search Radio and No BS Job Search Advice Radio, from jeffalpin.com. There's places that you can post your resume to. A lot of great content, tips and tools for job hunters, information about my books and guides. You can read a couple of them free. So go over to jeffalpin.com and go explore it. A few final things, please. First of all, if you have a question for me or need coaching, I make coaching available to people. My full-blown coaching program is at vippersonalsearch.com. It's where I work with you one-on-one for a period of time to try and get you through some of the obstacles in your job search. I've made it very inexpensive, so please take advantage of that program. Next, if you have a simple question for me or a series of short questions for me, I'm a live person job search and career coach. You can reach me through liveperson.com. I'd be happy to answer your questions. If your firm's trying to hire someone, send me an email at the address below. Let me know who to contact and whether I can mention your name. I'd love to help your firm staff positions. And finally, if we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. The page is linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. I accept connection requests from people all over the world, except if you're a third-party recruiter or in a country known for scams or spam. This is Jeff Alpin. Hope you have a great day. Take care.